Hi, it's Amy. I want to talk today about something I've witnessed in a classroom that stayed with me. There was a moment during an activity when one child simply stopped participating. Not disruptive, not loud, just disconnected. The teacher tried again, then again, clear instructions, stronger tone, more structure, just nothing changed. And I remember standing there thinking, this is not a motivation problem. This is a communication mismatch. Because that child wasn't refusing to engage. He was already engaged in his own way, on his own terms. But the system wasn't meeting him where he was. And that moment made something very clear to me. We are still trying to teach modern children using systems that were not designed for them and not designed for how they learn today. Hi Kids was never meant to replace education. It was created to support it. For educators, integration doesn't mean changing everything at once. It starts with shifting the structure slightly. Instead of long, rigid instruction blocks, you create short learning cycles, like stimulus, then interaction, movement or expression, and then reflection. This keeps attention active without forcing stillness as the default learning state. It also creates a space for different learning speeds within the same classroom. One of the realities in modern classrooms is diversity, not just cultural, but cognitive and developmental. Some children process in one language faster than another. Some need repetition, some need visual or emotional anchors. HiKids supports this by removing the idea that understanding must look the same for everyone. Instead, we focus on repetition through story, emotional anchoring of concepts, multisensory engagement. This allows bilingual and mixed ability children to stay in the same learning environment without being left behind or forced to disconnect. One of the most powerful tools in HiKids as well is storytelling, because children do not just learn through instructions, they learn through meaning. This is where characters like Mocha become important, not as decoration, but as a learning anchor. So instead of pay attention now, we say, what would Mocha notice here? Instead of don't do this, we would be, what choice would Mocha make? And what happens is simple but powerful. The child moves from resistance to participation, from correction to thinking, and from external control to internal reflection. One of the biggest shifts HiKids introduces is this. Teachers are not losing control. They are changing the type of control they use. So instead of controlling behavior directly, we move toward guiding attention and engagement. This means that we go for less correction in the moment, more prevention through structure, more observation of emotional cues, and more adaptation in real time. It also reduces conflict in the classroom as well. The goal is no longer just knowledge transfer, because knowledge is accessible everywhere by now. The real goal is attention regulation, emotional understanding, adaptability, and communication. And these are exactly the areas where many traditional systems are struggling. So if you are an educator listening to this, I want to say something clearly. You are not failing because children are harder to teach now. You are working inside systems that have not evolved at the same speed as the children inside them. HiKids is not a fixed solution. It's a framework, a way of thinking about learning that adapts to the child, respects different learning paths, and brings a structure without rigidity. And if there is one thing I have learned as both a mother and a founder, it is this. When we change how we understand children, we change what becomes possible for them.